to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, August 8, 2013. I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the IRS joins forces with the DEA against American citizens. Leanne McAdoo interviews sheeple who enjoy being spied on by the Stasi.
That's what they did in Nazi Germany.
And Alex Jones talks to Jakari Jackson about his paramilitary run-in with the police.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. This is my door. I'm standing right inside my apartment.
All this and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Sir, I'm inside my apartment.
Tonight's top story. Details of a DEA program that feeds intel to federal agents and then coaches the agents on how to cover up where they got this intel. It was published in a manual being used by IRS agents. A 350-word entry in the Internal Revenue Manual instructed agents of the U.S. Tax Agency to omit any reference to tips supplied by the DEA's Special Operations Division, especially from affidavits, court proceedings, or investigative files. Senator Rand Paul, a member of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, said he was troubled that DEA agents had been trying to cover up a program that investigates Americans. Paul said, "National security is one of government's most important functions, but so is protecting individual liberty. If the Constitution still has any sway, a government that is constantly overreaching on security while completely neglecting liberty is in grave violation of our founding doctrine." Why is the IRS working with the DEA? Who are these goons? I thought they were just snooping on our Facebooks and deciding if we qualify for Obamacare or not. Now they're working with the Drug Enforcement Agency? Reuters reported on Monday about the Special Operations Division, and they raised the issue with recreating the investigative trail. They said defense attorneys, former prosecutors and judges say the practice prevents defendants from even knowing about evidence that might be exculpatory. They say it circumvents court procedures for weighing whether sensitive, classified, or FISA evidence must be disclosed to a defendant. So much for that fair trial. I spoke with some Austin residents here who still don't see how this illegal spying is an issue for them personally.
So what do you guys think about the NSA spying program?
No comment.
I have no comment whatsoever.
So are you cool with it, or?
I'm kind of indifferent about it.
You're indifferent, but it's illegal.
Okay.
NSA, I have no clue.
I have no idea about anything that's going on.
The National Security Agency is spying on all your telephone calls, your emails, your tweets, your Facebook. They have the cameras and the televisions now. It's cool.
I'm feel like not a fan of it, but I also have nothing to hide.
I don't really have an opinion for anything about that.
Me personally, I'm not that interesting as a person. If they do happen to find anything that they want to bring to my attention about me.
But you don't care about the Constitution and the fact that we're in America and there are certain laws and rights that people have fought for hundreds of years to put in place so that this kind of thing wouldn't happen?
I definitely do care about that, but I also believe in the safety of our country.
Why is it okay if Obama breaks the law and does something illegal or that whole administration, but if you or I break the law, we go to jail?
I am not sure that I understand the thrust of the question there.
The thrust of the question is, it is illegal to spy on Americans. In fact, the NSA is spying on your every single tweet and text and phone call.
I feel like if you honestly thought that now is the moment that you're realizing that, you're a little behind the times.
I actually don't know anything about politics.
This isn't politics. This is about America.
I'm not nearly as upset as a lot of people are. I'd rather be in a safe country.
Does that concern you at all as an American?
I think it concerns me, but at the same time, the stuff that's going through the Texas legislation right now concerns me way further than this stuff. You can read my tweets and my emails all you want, but please just give me the right to choose what I do with my body.
When it comes to civilian privacy, there should be some sort of say of what the government can and cannot do.
There is. It's called the Constitution.
Okay.
The job of the Congress and the president is a tough job. But I know they have a conscience in what they do. I know.
But they're droning and killing innocent children and people in other countries.
I think that if I'm doing something that offends you, you have every right to
arrest you.
Call the police on me, not arrest me.
If someone in authority wants to do something bad to you that's within his authority, he can. And that's not going to be stopped anytime soon, and it's not a recent development.
So you're just going to lay down and take it. Like, you're cool with the fact that America is like, we're going down the tube. That's what they did in Nazi Germany when they would tell, and like all the gay people and all the black people and all the Jews got put in camps, right, because their neighbors were telling on them, right, to further Stasi. I mean, is that, that's cool?
No, but are you referring to government spying in today's society at, to Nazi Germany?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Why did you find it funny when I thought that everyone telling on their neighbors here with the whole see something, say something, and I referred it to Nazi Germany? Why was that funny to you?
In any sort of debate, eventually, if it goes on long enough, someone will bring up Hitler or the Nazis. It's like gotten to like a silly point where like it doesn't, like probably doesn't make any sense.
But see, don't you think that that's something that stops people from having an intelligent discussion about where this is headed?
No, I absolutely don't.
And that's why we have a constitution, and you're innocent until proven guilty. It's America. That's why we have these rules in place.
But that's how they're proving you guilty, right? By butting into your business and listening to what you have to say and stuff?
That's been happening forever. It's not an American problem. It's a problem with humanity.
Kind of like Nazi Germany?
And
actually, you do a lot of gardening, so do you realize looking up fertilizer and things, you're probably already on a list?
Totally, yeah, and seeds, and we have aquaponic systems, and we're on every list you could possibly be on, so I figure, what's the worst that could happen, you know?
So you're like a survivalist, wow. Terrorist, right here. See, yeah. Obama, we really could get struck down by terrorists at any time. But Obama thinks that all of us are idiots. Obama just went on Jay Leno last night and said, there's no domestic spying program. I mean, he thinks you're an idiot.
I haven't heard anything about that in particular.
He thinks Americans are idiots.
That is what I find so shocking. It's not that people feel powerless to stop all this corruption. It is that they literally do not care. And it's not just the IRS that's cashing in on all this criminal activity. Ex-Border Patrol agents warn us that politicians are helping drug cartels in the U.S. In an open letter to the public in late July, several retired Border Patrol agents wrote to warn that Mexican drug cartels are actively operating inside the U.S., spending millions every year to try to build their networks here. They said American politicians are protecting their activities. Most heroin, cocaine, meth, and marijuana that's marketed in the U.S. is produced outside of our country and then smuggled in. The placement of trusted foreign employees inside the U.S. is imperative to ensure success in continuing to supply the demand. Members of these transnational crime syndicates are already well established in more than 2,000 American cities, and their numbers are increasing as networks expand and demands accelerate. These transnational criminals present a real and present danger to all Americans, and they live among us. Sanctuary cities established throughout the U.S. discourage even the most basic law enforcement initiatives within their boundaries against these predatory criminals. The retired Border Patrol agents called on Congress to abandon efforts to grant amnesty to illegal aliens because passing an amnesty would be akin to abetting the drug cartels. This explains why we have all of this ludicrous illegal aliens. They get caught child sex trafficking and smuggling drugs across the border, and then police and politicians will just slap them on the wrist and send them back across the border. It's because these drug cartels are actively working to get politicians elected who are just going to continue to aid and abet their criminal activity. On Monday, RT reported that Mexican drug cartels are also hiring U.S. military personnel to carry out murders. In exchange for cash or drugs, some American servicemen are working as hitmen or teaching gangsters their skills. As of April 2011, the FBI National Gang Intelligence Center identified members of 53 gangs that have served in or are affiliated with the U.S. military. An Army first lieutenant even offered to provide tactical training for members of the cartel and to steal weapons from the U.S. military. But don't worry, the U.S. Army no longer takes in applicants with gang tattoos. InfoWars came face to face with the occupation of America today. Jakari Jackson and Alex Jones have more.
Thanks, Leanne. Let me give the viewers out there just a little bit of background here. They've announced they're going to have the military, the feds, the state police running checkpoints all over Austin and drills in the next few weeks. And don't be alarmed. Now they're setting up random checkpoints that are totally unconstitutional on the highway, all because of the increased terror threats. And then Jakari, he's about to tell you the story, and we're about to show the video, wakes up at 5 this morning. There's a SWAT team raid. They're announcing stuff on loudspeakers. 20 minutes later, when it's over, he opens his door up, and they don't say, sir, please go back in your house, like cops would do in the past. No, it's Fallujah. It's military drill type occupation. You get in there, and then coming over and slamming the door. This is what it's like to live in Mexico or North Korea. Our police didn't act like this in the past. And I got to be honest, I'm glad that I wasn't there, because I've gone and confronted the Austin SWAT team before about some of their activities, as well as the Travis County SWAT team, when they've been at public events getting in my face over free speech. These guys need to go find the Taliban. Well, I guess they're on the globalist payroll, and actually fight foreign enemies. See, a militarized police fights an enemy. Peace officers are there to help the people and follow the Constitution and are servants, not authorities or officials. And we see this everywhere now, where somebody says, well, officer, you need a warrant to search my car, and the cop punches you in the face or tasers you. They are being trained militarily that we are an occupied group. And it's outrageous. This is the type of stuff in the decade before 1776 that led to the Revolutionary War. This is the exact type of garbage going on. These guys think they're macho. They're fighting an enemy, the American people. They've got their fake drug war going on, when we all know the big banks and the CIA bring it all in as their excuse then to traipse around in their black mask, which are there to cover their identities and for intimidation. It is truly disgusting. We've now joined Mexico and other countries in having secret police. Jakari, I'm just glad, as so many cases now in a lot of places, they probably would have just killed you, like another Mr. Jackson a few weeks ago, and they just ruled, well, we shot him in the back for no reason when he was running. We're allowed to do that. I saw
justifiable homicide.
Yeah, I just saw that. We'll talk about that at the end before we go back to Leanne, but tell the story before we go to this video. I mean, this got me so mad, I had to come on the news tonight, and I drug you in here.
Yeah. So this is a situation. I live in southeast Austin. About 5:30 in the morning, I heard some loud bangs. Bang, bang, bang.
Right by the office, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, not too far, just from here, just a little bit past that camera we're looking in. And I hear these loud bangs, and I jump up. I think somebody's trying to break into my apartment. You know, I jump up, and I grab a shotgun out the closet. You know, my dog runs and hides in the corner, and I'm wondering. I'm like, what's going on? And then I hear some bang, like bang, 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 you know, different kind of bang. Because the first bang was like a bang on the door. The second bang, I believe it was a flash bang, but I'm not exactly sure. And so I'm like, what's going on? And then I hear, Austin Police Department, we have a warrant. You know, so it's the cops outside serving a warrant, as I find out, to somebody across the hall from me. So I'm like, okay, so I put the gun down, and I go and search for a camera. I dig an old camera out of the closet because I didn't have my camera on me. And you can see in the video, actually have my camera hooked up to the charger at the time because the battery was dead. And this is about 15 minutes, Alex. Keep in mind, this is about 15 minutes after they had originally arrived. You know, I'm thinking that they had secured the perimeter. They had all the suspects in place. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's safe to open the door. And as you can see in the video coming up, I open the door not even all the way, you know, not even halfway. And I'm just standing there with my camera. An officer immediately turns around. Close your door. Get back inside. And I say, officer.
Very rudely. He doesn't say please. He talks to you with disdain and hatred.
Yeah. And this is after they secure the perimeter. And I'm.
By the way, police didn't act like this before. Notice, you know, they call us civilians, too. They're civilians as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we're the military. You're just a slave.
Mm-hmm. And so the officer's yelling at me, get back inside. I say, officer, I am inside my house. And then another guy, get back in your house. I'm like, sir, I'm inside of my home. Yeah.
Notice they didn't say sir to you.
Yeah.
Because they're God. You're nobody.
Yeah, they're authorities in their black ski mask and so forth. And you'll see one of the officers comes over and slams my door. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, why didn't you open the door again? Now, this is a police department that this week ruled that it's justifiable to shoot somebody in the back of the neck.
Who's done nothing?
Unarmed man in the back of the neck.
You went down and reported on it.
Oh, yeah.
Another Mr. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Eugene Jackson, Jr. He was shot after an incident with police at a bank. The man was unarmed. came across an officer. An officer commandeered a vehicle to catch this guy.
And he wasn't the bank robber.
He wasn't the bank robber.
He was a white guy.
Yeah, he didn't match the description at all. That's not even...
White guy robs the bank. Black guy comes by hours later, goes, I don't want to talk to you. Runs off. Cop, right in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
And they said, hey.
Justifiable homicide.
Justifiable homicide. Well, now the state police, we've got the ladies coming on tomorrow, all over the place, actually just pull you over and put their hand in their...
Inside their bodies.
And don't even change gloves, because we're animals. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white. We're in an occupied country. The banks are taking everyday homes that don't even owe money. They don't even have the deed, and they're taking houses. $85 billion is stolen a month by foreign banks. Folks, we're wide open. This country is occupied, and they've got the cops robot ready to do whatever they're told. Incredible. Jakari, I'm just glad that that they didn't kill you right there.
I am too, Alex. You know, especially dealing with this department, that we've had very little accountability. We've seen situations where they kill dogs, when they show up to the wrong residence and shoot somebody's dog. I was out at a protest last week, and I saw these big, almost military-type vehicles that the SWAT team uses. I mean, it's a complete military occupation.
Oh, no, they bring those out to intimidate you.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you Americans try to come out and demonstrate about how many people we've shot in the back this month? We're just going to come out and menace you. It is incredible to see this going on. The good news is I know a lot of police and people that are starting to wake up, but we've talked about this enough. Let's go to this clip. This is unedited from the time he turns the camera on until they come and slam the door. And you look at that guy's eyes. I mean, even if they would have been paranoid and said, look, you know, this is a dangerous situation, there wasn't any of that. It was, you listen here, you scum, and then just, I mean, yep. It is this attitude of, we're in charge, we're authorities, you're nobody. Let's go to that clip.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside. This is my door. I'm standing right inside my apartment. Sir, I'm inside my apartment. And, Alex, that's exactly the type of tyranny that we warn about in this, you know, imagine tyranny police state, as some people like to call it. This is a very real deal. You know, you can just open your door and be shouted at. And, you know, for anybody who would say, you know, you're lucky you didn't get shot. Maybe I am. I'm lucky I didn't get shot. But that's the whole problem with this nation, that you can be shot for opening a door after they had already cleared the threat 15 minutes earlier.
You're absolutely right, Jakari. I want people to listen to me very carefully here on this, Jakari. This is so key. The real threat is the police state. The real threat is the out-of-control government. It's always been throughout history. America was founded on not allowing this type of activity to go on. We have troops quartered among us. That's what this is. We have an occupied nation of crazed-eyed killers who've been trained that the people are the enemy. We are now a nation of slaves to a great extent, and our dignity's been taken, and police did not act like this in the past because they were peace officers. There were still problems. Even the Wall Street Journal says police killing people's out of control and that they're militarized just a few weeks ago. In fact, we'll put that article up. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen, and it's being done by design. And the police are being told they can act like this on purpose. They're kicking the people out of there that want to be real peace officers. They've got a bunch of fake macho people that think we're the enemy. I'm not the enemy. I pay your salary. And I'm sick of it. You know, in closing, Jakar, before we go back to Leanne as she finishes up the news here and her guest, look, my wife went to the marathon in Waco 2 weeks ago. They had youth. I haven't even played this video yet. It's on our iPhone. They had youth groups out there searching people and helping the police. And when my wife asked about it politely, she got yelled at. You don't ask questions in America of people in uniforms. I mean, this is worse than Mexico. This is worse than third world countries I've been to. I mean, they act more arrogant than Mexican police I've seen running checkpoints and that I've seen shaking people down. And then I try to go to the kite festival, and they've got National Guard there randomly searching people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm driving by a high school, and they've got Army out there and helicopters and drills. And they're saying the military is going to be occupying Austin the next few weeks with the feds. I mean, and they're doing drills everywhere. This is the rollout of martial law. People make excuses for what happened in places like Boston. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we lock half the city down, drag women out of their houses, point guns at everybody, beat people up. And then... People say, well, that's okay, it kept us safe. They didn't act like this before, because in a free country, you don't do that, and Americans wouldn't put up with it. Before we go back to Leanne, anything else you think should be added here?
Just the way, you know, you can look at this video and see the way the guy's looking at me, you know, like I'm some enemy insurgent because I'm standing there with a camera at, you know, 5:30 in the morning. And there are other people out there as well. People, you know, maybe they're a little bit farther away and they weren't, you know, in the direct area. But, you know, many people are watching this, and had I had a better camera angle, I probably would have looked through a window or something like that. But, you know, this is what goes on. You can't even open the door to your own apartment.
Well, if they would have shot you, the police chief would go, well, they felt threatened because they're better than us.
Yeah.
Why did they sign up to be cops then? If they're so scared, they pull people over every week. I see articles and the person gets out with nothing. Oh, I thought they had a gun, so I shot them. Mm-hmm. So they're just all walking around like Barney Fife on steroids at the OK Corral. And we're all just being killed in the crossfire. I mean, this is a serious, serious issue. Well, we'll have more on this as it unfolds, and more as Austinites send us footage of the occupation of our city, the conditioning we're under. Jakari, I'm glad you didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
And you had courage doing that here in this occupied country. Now back to Leanne McAdoo in the main studio.
Wow, guys, that was some shocking footage. It feels like we are living in a different kind of America. Jakari, I'm glad that you didn't actually go outside your door, because they probably would have kicked your teeth in. That is the perfect example of how deep corruption runs in this country. The police and politicians are supposed to be public servants, but instead they're running around like they're above the law. And in Colorado, they actually are above the law. Colorado lawmakers do not have to follow traffic laws, as they are exempt from speeding and parking tickets. The special plates issued to 100 state lawmakers and representatives elected to serve Colorado are invisible to both traffic cameras and traffic tickets. Their specially issued plates do not show up in the DMV database, preventing them not only from receiving photo radar tickets, but also collection notices from the past due parking tickets. Before this story broke in Colorado News, the State Department of Public Works said it was too costly to change the system and collect the unpaid tickets. Essentially, state bureaucrats thought it was too inconvenient to change a system that was already in their own favor. That sounds a lot like the Department of Justice determining that they don't need to make a determination on Egypt. Rampant corruption for everyone. All right, well, coming up, Elysium. Sci-fi socialism? The director says no. Now, please, it is essential that you support this transmission. Consider becoming a member of Prison Planet TV. For $5.99 a month, you can get all the videos, the rants, the movies, the documentaries. You can share your account with up to 10 other people. Share the transmission. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Rampant corruption is everywhere, and Americans are just lying down and taking it. That's because they've been promised that the meek shall inherit the earth. But that is not a good thing. You should take that as a warning. In fact, the evil elite are counting on the fact that the meek are going to inherit the earth. That's why they're destroying our crops with GMOs. They're killing all the dolphins and the sea creatures and everything else that's beautiful and natural in this world. And they are pillaging all of our natural resources because they know that they're just going to fly off into their swanky space house and then leave you here with this once beautiful place. Congratulations, sheep. Thanks for being so meek. You have inherited the earth.
Welcome.
Ah, hello, madam.
Cancer cells removed.
Elysium is political propaganda. Variety said it's one of the more openly socialist political agendas of any Hollywood movie in memory, beating the drum loudly not just for universal health care, but for open borders, unconditional amnesty, and the abolition of class distinctions as well. Set in the year 2154, Elysium imagines a world where two distinct classes remain. There is the overpopulated, crime-riddled, poverty-stricken slums of Earth, and then there are the excessively wealthy who reside on Elysium, a slick, mind-blowing, man-made space station that comes complete with a cure for every illness, and humans and robots that stop at nothing to enforce anti-immigration laws and preserve the luxurious lifestyles of Elysium's lucky few. So that's the future that the elites idolize. Now let's tap into the minds of the average American Idol.
But what brings you out here today?
I'm trying out for American Idol, trying something new.
Well, my daughter has a natural ability. This guy got up, and when I saw him perform, I literally laughed. And I thought...
Now, is that a little rude, in your opinion?
Oh, probably.
How do you feel about Edward Snowden, the whistleblower who told us about all the NSA stuff?
No comment.
But since we're on the topic of singing, we know the Syrian rebels, which were funded by the Obama administration, they sing songs praising Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. They've pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. They sing songs about Osama bin Laden, the positive songs. How do you feel about that?
Is this true?
Osama bin Laden.
So it's like we're funding our own enemy.
I most definitely have a problem with that. Wouldn't anybody?
I do. Favorite pop artist, who would it be?
I'll say somewhere between Queen, Alicia Keys.
Now, what song did you sing?
I sung a song by Stevie Wonder called Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Let me ask you about Stevie Wonder. He recently said he'll never perform in Florida again until they get rid of the Stand Your Ground law.
Until the Stand Your Ground law is abolished in Florida, I will never perform there again.
I agree with whatever he agrees with for himself. Me personally, you know, now times have changed, so I would still perform there.
The Department of Justice, who, you know, gave guns to Mexican cartels during Fast and Furious, they want to control iTunes, which means they could potentially control your music. How do you feel about that?
And there's already so many people controlling music, right?
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound too good. So I vote against that.
I mean, I always want to, you know, get things legally, obviously, but I just feel like there shouldn't be any control over it.
How do you feel about Bradley Manning, the whistleblower who was in the Army, and he's facing some serious jail time? What do you feel about that?
I don't really follow that, so I don't know.
Just ask you one final question about performances. We've seen the Super Bowl performances, the Beyoncés, the Madonnas. You know, a lot of people saying there's some hidden agenda in these. Do you see any of that?
Artists do take from what's going on and brings it to the stage or brings it to their life or their music. So, to be current.
Stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up a copy of Professor Griff's The Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop.
Homeland Security exercises are going to be taking place all over Austin for the next couple of weeks. KXAN reports that several local and federal agencies will test response plans to possible terroristic threats and other critical incidents. Authorities say you shouldn't be alarmed if you see a big increase in law enforcement officials on Austin's streets. The exercise is meant to ensure various law enforcement agencies are prepared to protect citizens from any type of security threat or incident. Agencies taking part in the exercise include the Austin Police Department, Travis County Sheriff's Office, the University of Texas Police Department, and the FBI. All right, Austinites, well, everyone needs to keep their cameras at the ready. Send us in any footage that you get. We want to see just what kind of terror scenarios these agencies are preparing for. That's it for tonight's news. Please visit the InfoWars store and pick up a copy of the latest InfoWars magazine. You can buy it in bulk, drop it off at your local police station, give them some good reading material. Hopefully they'll learn a little something. Every time you purchase something from the InfoWars store, you are helping to support this broadcast. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We'll see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.